Hey guys, Dylan here. We're going to do something a little different this week. We'll be back to our regularly scheduled programs next week. Dan, the laptop man, will be on the show talking about pugs mostly. If you follow Dan on Facebook, it's mostly pugs that he talks about. But this week, because Christmas is right around the corner, we thought we'd share with you our Let's Go Eat Show Double Shot episode about Thanksgiving. These Double Shot episodes are things we do on a website called patreon.com, and it's a way for you guys, the listeners, to help kind of help us support the podcast. There's some cost associated with doing this, like the food isn't free, equipment gets damaged, has to be replaced, etc., etc. And there are ways you can do that for any amount of money. $1 a month, $5 a month, you get access to these Double Shot episodes we do twice a month. You can come and watch us do a Double Shot episode. You can watch us do a full episode. You can have lunch with Bill. Just no microphones, no cameras, just hanging out with Bill, having lunch wherever you want to have lunch. But check that out. Go to patreon.com, search the Let's Go Eat Show, and any support would be greatly appreciated. We'll be back next week with a regular episode with Dan, and then we'll probably take our Christmas break and be back in 2019 with all new episodes. If you have suggestions, people you want on the podcast, people you want back on the podcast, email me, dylan@x96.com, or you could email Bill as well, bill@x96.com. And enjoy the Thanksgiving episode of the Let's Go Eat Show Double Shot. I should also mention that the Let's Go Eat Show is created on a PC laptop's computer. New computers starting at just $7.99. Hey, it's like Christmas is coming up. PC laptops, we love you. Oh, I'm going to be embarrassed next week when we have Dan on and he does it right. Thanks, PC laptops. Do you want some more gin?
No.
Okay. I'll leave it here, though.
Maybe one little.
Yeah, there you go.
So I still have coffee, too. Go home
have
and
a swig
learn
of that.
About my new car.
You like learning about technology?
I do. I like gadgets.
That's good.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why.
You've always been an early adopter, as they call them.
Yeah, I don't know why. Usually they say as people get older, they don't like the new stuff. But I like new stuff.
You've always liked that. I mean, you were the first person I knew with a cell phone. You got really into Palm Pilots.
Yeah.
You know, you've always been, you're into your smartphone now.
Yeah.
You're really into apps and, you know, you're just into new, which is good.
Yeah, I like that stuff.
Yeah.
I like stuff.
That's good.
I like stuff. But, you know, I'm a traditionalist when it comes to Thanksgiving.
Yeah?
I love Thanksgiving.
This is our Thanksgiving special.
It is?
Yeah, sure.
I like, there's a great big turkey down on Grandpa's farm.
What the hell is that?
That's a Thanksgiving song.
I didn't know there were Thanksgiving songs.
I don't know any other lines to that song.
Okay. Or do you know any other Thanksgiving songs?
No.
No. So there's one line of a Thanksgiving song.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanksgiving, I don't know why, I just like Thanksgiving. I think it's a...
I'll say this, Thanksgiving, my favorite holiday.
I think it's my favorite holiday.
My favorite holiday. I wrote down a list of reasons why.
Okay.
See right here?
Okay, why?
See, look.
Yeah.
Okay, so number one, I start drinking early on Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Because of number two, I like to watch the parade.
So I don't.
my Thanksgiving tradition is and it'll have to change this year because I'm not drinking carbonated beverages, but I like Thanksgiving mimosas.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll get up, pour a mimosa, watch the parade. And it doesn't matter when I get up because they loop that fucker over.
Do they? Mm-hmm. I don't like. I guess I'll watch a little bit of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. But I mean, the last time I remember turning it on, I saw they were doing a number in front of Macy's there from Kinky Boots. Now, and I'm watching this and I'm going, this is going into America's homes all across the country. And I'm thinking, what is America thinking right now?
Yeah.
What is America thinking? Whose decision was it to put a number from Kinky Boots? Because it's America will not understand this.
The Rogers and Hammerstein Company,
yeah.
Or whoever that theater or whatever.
You just don't want this America to be seeing this on Thanksgiving morning. But anyway.
You know, I love it. And I think objectively, it's just shitty television.
Oh, it's awful.
But there's something about it. All right. I have been choked up watching the Thanksgiving Day Parade. It will make me emotional.
Why?
I think because...
The announcers are horrible.
Mm-hmm. I feel like, especially like when they do big crowd shots and you see like little kids there with their parents, mm-hmm. and they're all bundled up, and there are these huge marching bands and these huge floats, mm-hmm. and I guess I kind of feel like it's...
And then the Stay Puff Marshmallow Man comes.
Right, and Snoopy. And
Gozer!
There's and something the demons. Kind of timeless and
That's it. Certainly a tradition.
About kind of people, like, it's something that technology has not touched.
And characters that nobody knows anymore.
Right.
You know?
Like Snoopy, probably.
Yeah, yeah, nobody knows really. Snoopy's
Peanuts characters.
Yeah, Peanuts characters, nobody knows them anymore. Yeah.
And so I think that's what it is. And sometimes you'll see, like, I don't know. I like to see the Rockettes for 4 minutes a year. I like to know that horrible thing is still going on.
Don't denigrate the Rockettes.
I'm not about their skills or abilities, because they're extremely talented. But from what I hear, like, they aren't like treated very well.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a thankless job where you are treated as a. I mean, all actors are to some degree, but the Rockettes.
Yeah, it's a very rough job.
So that's what I mean by horrible. Mm-hmm. They're just not. You're just an object, and if you don't fit that mold, you know, mm-hmm. you're weighed in every day, and mm-hmm. That's what's awful.
You're a pound of meat.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, so I mean, part of the reason I'll cry while I watch the parade is the first reason I like Thanksgiving because I'm having a drink.
What do you really like? What do you like in terms of food at Thanksgiving?
I recently, where we're talking about this on the radio, I think, when what's her name died, who invented the green bean casserole.
The green bean casserole,
What was her name?
I don't remember
Dingus.
Her name.
Dingus or something like that.
I don't remember. She just died a couple of weeks ago. I'll look it up. But you like the green bean casserole?
So you're talking about that on the radio, and my mom heard that, and she said, you like the green bean casserole? And I said, yeah. Green bean casserole is in my top three Thanksgiving foods. I mean, I love it. And she said, well, I stopped making it a few years ago. And I said, yeah, I noticed.
Well, why didn't you say something?
Because I don't want to have to make a green bean casserole.
Why? Why don't you make it?
Because I didn't want to make it. And I didn't want her to have to make it for just me.
Well, other people probably like it, too.
I don't think they do. I think I'm probably
Dorcas Riley.
Dorcas. Dingus and Dorcas were pretty close.
Yeah. Dorcas Riley, 92 years old.
Yeah. Dorcas.
Yeah.
So Dorcas died, and we were talking about it. Mm-hmm. So this year, my mom, for Thanksgiving, is making a small green bean casserole just for me.
But other people like it, too.
Well, we'll see. I'll take note as to if anybody else has the green bean casserole.
I don't remember the last time I had it, so I can't quite remember what it tastes like. See, the bad thing about Thanksgiving for me is I don't ever get to go. I have to go to somebody else's place for Thanksgiving, and I don't ever get to pick what we have. And
that's the next thing on my reasons Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday. Yeah. Because for the last 10 years, everybody comes to my house.
I don't.
You don't.
No.
Because you're not invited. And
I am too. I could come.
You could if you wanted.
Sure. But I have to go to somebody else's house.
Right.
And I would rather have it at my house and cook what the fuck I want to cook for Thanksgiving.
Right.
Not what somebody else wants to cook.
Yeah.
And hang out with their friends. I want to have Thanksgiving dinner and invite my friends and family. But
I understand that.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with a Friendsgiving? I'm going to a Friendsgiving on Saturday.
No, I'm not. This coming Saturday?
Mm-hmm. So what a Friendsgiving is, and
that's a good idea.
It started in New York and L.A., where there are just all these young people who go single without families. And it's just kind of people who aren't related but are friends and consider themselves, you know, kind of family, get together and have a Friendsgiving.
That's a good idea.
And it's usually potluck. It's BYOB, potluck food. I'm assigned this year. We do it at the Garside's house.
Are you assigned green bean casserole? You should.
I did last year bring green bean casserole.
Oh, so you had one last year.
But not.
Did you make it?
No.
Who made it?
My mom made it.
Wait a minute. That's Thanksgiving cheat. If you're assigned the green bean casserole, you should make the goddamn casserole.
Well, here's my dilemma this year. I decided, because I took a bunch of green bean casserole home. Actually, I think I threw it out.
You mean when you
took it? Nobody ate it.
Really?
Nobody ate it. People
really?
Didn't like it. I ate a bunch of it, but people didn't eat the green bean casserole.
Hmm. Did they say, ooh, what's this, and not eat it?
Did you urge
people to try it?
But it was good.
Did you urge people to try it?
No. I don't want to be needy like
why
that.
Why did you want it all for yourself?
I mean, no, because I think I made two pans. And I can eat.
No,
I,
you didn't make two pans. Your mother made two pans.
I think I helped. But this year I'm in charge of, I volunteered for pumpkin pie.
You mean you volunteered your mother to make pumpkin pie?
Well.
Or you're going to buy pumpkin pie?
I've decided you're right and that I should make, I'm not going to make my mother make something for my Friendsgiving.
Okay, here's what you do. You want help?
Yeah.
Here's what you do. It's simple. For years and years and years and years, for several years, I have made Nana Allred, my mother's pumpkin pie.
Okay.
And taken them. And you've had some of it. We've taken it up to Uncle Scott's. And, you know.
Yeah.
And you've had the ones I've made.
Mm-hmm.
And they taste just like Nana Allred's pumpkin pie, and everybody likes them.
Sure.
I've told this story on the radio before. She wrote like the fruitcake recipe. She hand wrote out the recipe for her pumpkin pie for me.
That's what you did.
So you use the canned Libby's canned pumpkin,
mm-hmm.
and so you know, one year I'm looking at the can of pumpkin as I'm making the pumpkin pies, and I'm reading there's a recipe for pumpkin pie on the back of the can,
right?
And I'm reading it. And I'm going, wait a minute. It's the exact same recipe that Mom wrote down.
She claimed it as her own.
Well, she said, it's just... And I called her on it. She was still alive at the time. I called her up and said, Mom, this recipe you gave me, it's the same recipe that's on the pumpkin pie can, the Libby's can. Well, she said, if you look closely, I put in a little bit more cloves.
Oh, jeez.
A little bit more cloves, and I put, I see here. There is a quarter of it. Okay, Mom. All right. Okay. There was like one little alteration.
My mom did the same thing to me with her brownies.
Her brownies?
The brownies. I never had brownies like that anywhere else. And finally, one day, a few years ago, I was talking with a cousin about, you know, my mom always, when we were kids, used to bring those great brownies to family parties.
Mm-hmm.
What? Like, just, they were that kind of thicker, cakier with that frosting, real homemade frosting.
Yeah, I remember your mom made those all the time. It's a mix.
And they went, no, she made them from scratch. She makes them from, but they went, well, those are just Mormon brownies. Those are in every Mormon cookbook. Those brownies are at every Mormon function. You just have never been to a Mormon function to know. They don't sell them at Smith's, but they're just how Mormons make brownies.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, anyway, so Thanksgiving.
Friendsgiving.
Yeah, Friendsgiving.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good idea because I like having the leftovers because I want to make a turkey sandwich. Sandwiches. I love sandwiches. So I want to make a turkey sandwich with the leftovers. I want to have on that sandwich. I want really good quality white bread. Like not Wonder Bread quality, you know, thick white bread. Good quality. I don't have to have it homemade white bread, but good quality, thick
white bread. So not sourdough.
No.
Not French bread.
It could be sourdough, but just a thick white bread with a good thick crust, but not a crumbly crust. It's kind of hard to find, but I think Pepperidge Farm does it. And so you have that, and then you put mayonnaise on it. And you put...
I like it so far.
You put mayonnaise, maybe a little mustard, just a little mustard, Then you put some turkey and you put some cranberry jelly or sauce, but jelly or sauce, mm-hmm. it doesn't matter. And you put some stuffing on there. And you put some, you know, you got your turkey, of course, and your stuffing, and just enough mayonnaise and mustard to make it so it's not too dry, you know. So you got, and maybe some, maybe a pickle, maybe a little pickle.
Pickle.
Maybe. But the but it's got to be just so the jelly and the mayonnaise and the mustard makes it so that the stuffing and the turkey isn't too dry and the bread, you know. Oh, man.
I've never, I've never been a fan of cranberry sauce. And I've never gotten cranberry sauce in turkey. I'm missing out on something.
I love
I've never,
it. I love it.
I don't get it.
Cranberry. I like. I think I like sauce and jelly. I think maybe I like cranberry jelly. No, I just like them both. But cranberry jelly. Speaking of sandwiches, just have a. The kids were complaining the other day. Little Bill was complaining. I'd like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, but we don't have any jelly. I said we have cranberry jelly. Cranberry jelly. He said, "What? That'd be awful." I said, "It's jelly. Just try it. Have a peanut butter and cranberry jelly sandwich." He put it away. And went, "Oh, this is good. It's just jelly. It's cranberry jelly. It's good. It's delicious. Cranberry jelly. But it's you just mix it with the turkey and the gravy and the stuffing and a little bit of cranberry jelly or salt and eat it. Oh." Mm. It's like having mint jelly with lamb. There's just something about it. Little mint jelly with your lamb. Delicious. It's like having...
applesauce and pork chops.
Yeah.
And I don't get that either.
It just works.
I'm a simple man.
It works. Apples with pork in general is really a good thing.
Right.
Like I had dinner the other night at Handel Salt Lake, HSL, and it was a pork shank... And it was, I think it was on a bed of, was it on some potatoes, I think, or, anyway, really tender, some gravy. And then there was an apple slaw, so cabbage and apples.
See, that sounds good.
Pork shank with cabbage, and so the pork shank and then a pile of cabbage slaw. And slaw with apples, and then some whipped ranch dressing. Now, ranch dressing, but whipped so that it was like the consistency of mayonnaise almost. It was really thick. Like, it would almost seem like lard. It was really thick. So you take a little bit of pork and a little bit of apples and a little bit of that and mix it all together and eat. Oh, man, it was just delicious. So, apples and pork.
You're somebody who likes to mix all the... You'll get a plate of food and almost stir it up.
Yeah, you don't... It's stupid to eat everything kind of separate. For most foods. Some foods demand to be separated. But most foods, you have a little dab of this and that. And
yeah, see, and I'm a separate... I like to... I'll eat one thing and then move to the next thing
No. That's not the way... That's not the way most things are intended to be eaten. They are intended to be put together... You know, like, so the Europeans, and the way you eat is you take your knife and your fork, take your fork in your left hand, you know, depending on your handedness, and your knife in your right hand, and you cut your things up, and then you kind of scoop stuff onto the back of your fork. So you a little bit of this and a little bit of that onto the back of the fork and eat it. And you keep them. Here in America... We for some reason we had developed this stupid habit of you cut something up and you put your knife down and you transfer your fork to your right hand and you and eat and then you do it again and you put your that's ridiculous, that's bullshit,
not efficient.
No, it's not the way to eat. It's not the way to do things.
I think there's something too though about. Just eating a piece of turkey and understanding what a good piece of turkey is without other shit there.
Sure.
Or having a bite of the mashed potatoes or a piece of the, you know.
I don't deny that. Sure. So that okay, a little bit. Okay, taste that. You taste that. But they are meant to be. And besides, turkey most of the time is dry as fuck. It's dry.
Not if it's good.
It's mostly dry. You want that gravy. You want that turkey. You want some gravy and some mashed potato.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, and you put it together. True. So taste it. You know, sure, turkey. Oh, there's that turkey. But then mix it with something.
Maybe then what bothers me is having that savory turkey, that savory gravy, that savory mashed potato. I'll do a big bite of that to be a little bit gross. Sometimes what I do is I get a roll, cut it open, put a piece of turkey on there, throw some mashed potatoes on there and the gravy.
Sure.
And eat the potato, just eat the carb bomb that is.
Sure. You know, that's fine.
But I think the thing that maybe I don't like is this adding the sweet bit to the savory.
Just a tiny bit. You just get a little bit. Mess around with it. Get it to your liking, you know?
Yeah. I am in charge of making one thing every year. Mm. My specialty item.
What is it, the punch?
No. It's an important item.
What?
I'm in charge of making the mashed potatoes.
So you get the box of the mashed potato flakes.
No, you get the potatoes.
Yeah.
Boil them.
Mm-hmm.
Cook them, mash them.
What kind of potatoes do you use?
Idaho. Potatoes, I don't know.
Well,
Grandma goes up. They have some. They go up and get a giant potato sack.
You don't know what
it's
variety
like this,
they
no,
are.
I don't.
You're there. Are they russets? Or are they?
They're big. They're giant ass. They're
probably
big as your shoe.
They're probably russets.
Okay, they're russets.
Okay. You can use any kind of potato, but russets are maybe not the best kind, but they're okay.
I don't know what kind. They
okay.
Are. But the secret is just using way more cream and salt and butter than people.
Mm-hmm.
You just want to use, like, people put milk in there. Yeah, put half and half.
Use half and half.
Throw a half in there.
Half and half.
Lots of butter.
Yep.
And then mash the shit out of it.
Yeah.
I like a really mashed. Some people like a chunkier potato.
I like them a little chunky.
And I skin the potatoes.
Yes, you know.
I don't like the skin in there.
I don't skin them all the way.
You leave little bits of
skin? I like a little skin.
Yeah.
Little. Not all. I don't. I like a little skin, and I like them a little chunky.
See, I like the fluffy.
As whipped as you can get them.
Mm-hmm.
You know why? That's because you're whipped.
And I'm hungry now. Mm. I have one more. I do have a note on here. Another reason I like it is because of the. There's kind of no religious bullshit associated with Thanksgiving. You know, Christmas, Easter,
mm-hmm.
even Halloween. You kind of get this kind of weird religious.
Well, there is the religion of football associated with Thanksgiving.
I'll even watch a little football
uh-huh.
on Thanksgiving. Twice a year, I'll watch a little football.
I used to when we came up to Nana's, because Uncle Scott would always want to turn on the football, but I don't so much anymore. Yeah, I don't. I don't know if I'm still home. Maybe I will. And usually we take the Friday off work.
After Black Friday.
Is that Black Friday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the worst holiday in America.
Well, it's not a holiday.
Well, it's fast becoming a holiday.
Well, people can consider it a holiday. I guess there is a religion associated with it. It's the, you know, the almighty God of the dollar.
It's America. So. It's what America is about.
America. Yeah.
It's what America is about. However, I do have an asterisk next to it, or a parenthesis. There is a lot of historic bullshit associated with Thanksgiving.
With Thanksgiving? Well, yeah, lies that are told about Thanksgiving, about, you know, we bring you corn and maize and we'll I mean, there is a little bit of truth to the stories, I think, of...
Right, I mean, yeah, I think there was one time, winter was coming, the Indians helped the pilgrims...
Yeah, and then
they fucking slaughtered
them. Then
they
turned around and killed them all for their land, and yeah.
So that's awful.
Yeah.
So you trade the religious bullshit for the historic bullshit,
mm-hmm.
but I get a drink and eat all day, and yeah. So there you go.
Yeah, it's yeah.
Let's do a quick. I want to know your top three. You have to rank them: third, second, and first favorite Thanksgiving foods.
Well, I really like Brussels sprouts.
Oh.
I really.
That's a top three?
Yeah, they'd be there. I really like.
You only have two more spots. I'm going to hold you to this three.
Okay. I really like stuffing. And I guess. I really like the celery with the cheese in it. Yeah.
I prefer the ants on a log varietal, where it's peanut butter with raisins.
No, I don't.
Not the cheese.
No, I don't like that.
Well, I'm pretty traditional, I think. I think it's you got to have the turkey.
Mm. Well, sure.
I'm putting mashed potatoes and gravy as one. That's the construction downstairs. I don't think they can hear it on the thing. But we'll when we're done here, we'll just turn the mics on and leave 7 or 8 minutes at the end of just the construction.
Okay.
But you got to have pumpkin pie.
Yeah, you know, I'll eat a piece of pumpkin pie, and I make them. And it's not my favorite, though. I make the mince pie. I'll make mince pie, which is really easy because you just go buy a bottle of mincemeat and dump it into a pie shell. But I make my pie crusts. I don't buy them. I have bought them in the past, but now I make them.
Should we have a night? Friday night, I'll just come to your house with a bottle of bourbon and ingredients for pumpkin pie, and we'll
make
a bunch of pumpkin pies.
I'll help you make them if you want.
I'll read. Is it a lot of work?
It's not terrible.
I don't know. Is there somewhere I can go and buy a good pumpkin pie?
Yeah.
The Village Inn?
No, those aren't great.
Those aren't great? Penny
Ann's probably makes really good ones.
I'll contact Penny Ann's about
it. You better do it now. It's probably too late.
Well, for this Friday, though, I need it Friday, a week before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it's too late. I would say it's probably too late.
You think?
Well, you could try.
I'll call him when we're done here.
Okay.
Okay. All right, that's it.
Do we have to sign off or anything?
Should you say what you're thankful for?
No.
Okay, that's all.
Okay.